702, the Friday Mix. Travel.
Right, it's time for us to look at travel to top off this hour. And we join now Gabby Zeitzman, who's a content producer for Traveller 24. And we're looking at one petrol tank road trips. And is this going and coming back, as in one petrol tank to get there and come back? Gabby, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yes, it's basically just looking at like the average tank in South Africa and calculating on average how much you can get for only one tank,
right,
back there and back. Because, I mean, we all know in South Africa the price of petrol is always a topic of debate.
Yeah, it's very punishing. And then recently we had the interest rates at least being they went down. The announcement was for 25 basis points down. So there's some relief. But when it comes to the pump, we've been crying a lot lately. So you looked at Johannesburg and Pretoria specifically, but your list, your complete comprehensive list, includes road trips as well. If you are moving from Durban or if your starting point is Cape Town, but for the purposes of where we find ourselves, let's focus on Johannesburg and Pretoria. So where can we go there and back on one petrol tank?
So basically, there's many places, and because of how tangy your surroundings, there's a lot of bush type of escapes you can do.
Hmm.
You can also do a lot of history, so you can head to the Cradle of Humankind, which is less than an hour from Johannesburg CBD,
yeah.
And you can learn about us country's history or the history of the world, and then you can head off to Hartbeespoort for more like a party vibe, chilling on the waters and maybe taking on the cable car. And then you can also just go spend a day in Pretoria, then head into Dinakin Game Reserve for some wildlife, which is also really close, and then you can go soak yourself in some hot water at Bela Bela in Limpopo.
I tend to forget about Bela Bela, and it's not far at all.
No, it's not, and you know, it's a nice escape if you really don't want to do much on a holiday, but you just want to like relax in any hot water spring destination. It's the perfect place.
And of course, it's an opportunity to check out along the way, or if you can break up the day and check out different things, you know, Freedom Park. On your way there, there's the Dinokeng Game Reserve in that area as well. It's one that maybe we tend to overlook because we think Hardies, we think of Magaliesburg. But what about if we head south, because we also have the Vaal?
Yes, the Vaal Dam is also really close to Johannesburg, and there is three small villages that's on the banks of the Vaal Dam. And if you really want to, in one tank, you can just visit all three and just see the dam from all kinds of directions. And, you know, what better way is there to unwind than to watch the sunset over the waters?
Yes, I've seen there's a photographer friend who loves to capture sunsets, and capturing sunsets from that area is one of his favorites. They tend to be so glorious. What else is in the south for us?
So if you're into camping, you can take a detour. Instead of the Vaal Dam, you can go to Vanderbijl Park, which is also still on the Vaal River, for a few boat cruises and some fishing. And then you can go to the beautiful, quaint village of Parys, which is a beautiful little town. It's got that complete eclectic dorpy feel.
Mm.
And then from there, you can access the Vredefort Dome, which is a massive meteor crater.
Mm.
And it's full of hiking trails, animals, and campsites. So it's a bit of just exploring nature and getting out of the urban environment.
Yes, and all on one tank. I love that idea. And just when you put this list together like this, we realize there are lots of options. Thank you very much, Gabby.
Thanks for having me. And I hope, even doesn't matter if you're in Joburg, if you're in Cape Town, or even Port Elizabeth or anywhere else, just always have a look at Google Maps and just see all the little towns and places and secret spots that you can discover.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Gabby Zeitzman, content producer for Traveler 24, giving us that list. Cradle of Humankind, I'm sure that's always top of mind. And then Dinugeng Game Reserve, that Bella Bella area. If you're leaving from Pretoria or just want to add, if you're leaving from Johannesburg, just to add that additional travel time. And then there's Magaliesburg, there's the Vaal, Vanderbijl Park. But as she was talking, I remembered Klerksdorp as well. So there's so much to do in any direction that you think of. There could be a decent place to explore just on one petrol tank.